A ghost train through Canada. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Canada, the place of shocking intrigue, horrifying crimes, ghosts aplenty. I'm so happy to be back.
I was wondering when we would be back.
Yeah, you're like, I miss it.
I miss it.
You're like, my wife
is from there.
She's from there.
Yeah.
We've not done much since we talked about the bus in Canada.
The Greyhound bus 1170, one of the most gruesome ones.
Yeah, one of the most gruesome ones. In fact, most people I know who are, most friends of mine who are checking out the podcast usually check out that one first for whatever reason. And they
that
are
one's a very highly,
horrified.
Highly listened to episode. So
yes.
If you want to, after this one, of course, go check out Greyhound Bus.
Yeah. If your will is strong and you're interested in listening to something that is disturbing and perverse, check it out. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway.
But we're
somewhere else, though. I'm going to take you to a place by Saskatchewan. Oh. It's called St. Louis. It's not St. Louis, Missouri. We're talking Canada, so don't get it twisted. Saskatchewan is one of the older provinces in Canada. It's over 100 years old, actually. And so, obviously, it's home to a lot of ghost stories. One of the most enduring stories, and we'll talk about the gravitas of it, is the St. Louis Ghost Train.
If you want to take a train...
You want a ghost one. Yeah, all aboard.
Yeah.
Next stop, horrifying. That's not horrifying.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said that. It's more like, next stop, mildly creepy. Yeah. Better?
Is how that many, better? How many of these are
don't
do?
Stop listening.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's not even about the ghost train. It's about this strange phenomenon that they are attributing to the ghost train. That happens around St. Louis, the central Saskatchewan village where it occurs, which it's a tiny, tiny village in the middle of nowhere. It's 450 people. But for whatever reason, this legend has been persistent, and it is attributed to this light phenomenon, which I'm going to show you a picture a little bit later. We're going to talk a little bit about the history, where you see this light over this ridge on the way to the city of St. Louis in Saskatchewan. Next to Saskatchewan, and it looks like almost like a sunset, but you can see it every night in different permutations. So everyone has seen this. Everyone is very acclimated to this, but no one knows where it comes from.
And everyone wants to know.
Everybody is dying to know.
Is that dying
to get in?
Yeah, is that a foreshadowing or
No, okay. No one's dying. Okay. Everyone relax. All right. So when driving through the small town of St. Louis, there's an abandoned rail line, which actually was torn down a couple of years ago. But if you look up the mountain ridge, you can see lights from the other side. These lights are seen every night and have attracted people for many years across the abandoned railroad line. It also changes colors, varies in brightness, kind of like the Min Min lights, which we talked about, which is in Australia. The line is located south of Prince Albert and north of St. Louis and had its tracks, again, removed. But this phenomenon has not been bothered based on the tracks being there or not being there, or the train being there or not being there. It's just a weird light phenomenon attributed to this crazy train. They say it is the lights of this ghost train. Others have seen lanterns being held by the spirit of a conductor walking down the line. Several stories attempt to explain the lights, including that, again, it's a ghost train, or it's the ghost of a drunk brakeman who lost his head to a passing train and now wanders up and down the tracks with a lantern attempting to find it. Now, there's no... I try to look further in, like, who would have died on these tracks to facilitate this myth. And there's nothing around it. There's no evidence. The only thing that we know is that a train was on this line at one point in Canada's history. So we don't know of any fatalities. We don't know of any creepy conductors. We don't know of any people who were on the track that got killed. We have nothing like that to explain this.
So people are pretty just loose with the interpretations.
Yeah, people just like fun, chilling stories. Like, yeah. This town would be great during Halloween, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
You know, just bring some pumpkins out.
Hey, I think it'd be a great town year round.
Oh, I
so
see.
Sorry.
The Canada Chamber of Commerce. Yeah. Someone's married to a Canadian, I think.
Yeah, so I have to...
So loyal. Anyway, there have been many stories told of this place, but all the same, ghost train, phantom conductor. Some say the lights are just headlights from the highway. But if this is true, again, why do we see the same thing over and over with different variations of colors, different variations of like the way it's placed.
And how many cars could be possibly going through this area?
Yeah, to like facilitate all that. Times of night. You know?
No. It doesn't add up.
It does not add up. I'm going to show you the lights right now.
Okay, so I'm going to be looking at these in real time. I've never seen them.
Yeah. This is one of those shocking reaction videos.
I'm going to give you what I'm seeing. Okay.
Okay, so this is over the ridge.
All right, so I could see how that might look like
a... We're on Reddit.
Yeah.
You know of it.
Okay.
What do you think?
I mean, if you said, hey, what do you think this looks like? I would first thing I would say is, like you said, like a sunrise or sunset, but it is a little bit kind of... Like kind of mysterious.
Yeah. There's like a couple splotches of light and then there's the main light. It does look like the sun setting kind of, or rising or whatever. But this is just exists all day and all night. This light.
Yeah.
Nobody knows where it comes from or what it is doing.
Okay.
You know, just something.
We'll post it on our Instagram, which is Ghost Town Pod. And
yeah, we'll check it out.
You can check it out for yourself.
So let's start out with some testimonials about this light, because I think everyone wants to hear those. We trust you, of course, but we want to hear from the real salt of the earth Canadian people.
This is not from Yelp, though, right? They're not reviewing
Yelp, all in caps. No, they're like, this light didn't hold up.
Yeah.
I was recommended this light by a couple friends, and man, I left feeling very hungry.
What? They had no appetizers.
What? So crazy. Anyway, let's start out with a little story from Virtual Saskatchewan online magazine. Sergey Garreau grew up in the vicinity of St. Louis and was well familiar with the stories, and he'd never seen the ghost train himself. When an Alberta couple came to Saskatchewan for a visit, Sergey and his wife Gail decided to see whether they might amuse their friends with a little paranormal entertainment. The four of them hopped into Garreau's vehicle and drove 80 miles northeast to St. Louis. They arrived at 11 p.m., well before the prescribed hour of midnight. They pulled up beside the abandoned railroad track in the rolling countryside just north of town, left the motor running to provide heat against the cool autumn evening, and waited.
Ooh.
Tick-tock, tick-tock. Where are those lights at?
Yeah.
Here's, Groh says, we sat there for about an hour and nothing was happening, so we wanted our money back.
Yeah.
And then, all of a sudden, we saw this light. It was just like a train coming, a bright light coming at us with a little red light towards the bottom. Enthralled, everyone watched it for like 2 hours because it did not go away as the white beam and its steady crimson companion appeared to approach and then just never arrived. As the time went by, everyone was talking about the source of the light and they decided to investigate. See, you think these are like crazy meddling kids.
No, but you want to try to find the source.
Mm-hmm. With the light plainly visible through the windshield, they drove straight at it on a rough old road running parallel to the track bed. Right? This is something you do as a teenager, not as a grown-ass adult with your grown-ass adult other Canadian friends. We drove and we drove and we drove, and all of a sudden the light was gone. When we looked around, it was right behind us. The light is coming from inside the house. Groh called it, said it was scary as hell, and scared them all pretty thoroughly. So there's one testimonial about the light, which was creeping up behind them, up in front of them. There was red. There was white. Where'd it come from? Nobody knows.
And they passed through it.
They passed. Yeah. It was just like all over. It was like the light was an entity. That's very ghost-like in and of itself.
Yeah.
The ghost train has been a part of St. Louis for a long time. When the rail line was abandoned and the tracks removed, some thought it would end. It didn't. And again, it can be seen. This is another thing that has been repeated in my research of this. Almost every night you can see this light. It's not like some big secret. It's not like some little like, oh, if you hang out there, you know, like maybe you'll catch some
It's a ghost
orb.
Train three times. It's like
exactly. No, it's just like exists. St. Louis Mayor Emile Lussier, who runs a hotel at the foot of the Iron Bridge once used by the old trains, a Renaissance man, he's a mayor and a hotel owner, admits, I'm not too much of a believer in this kind of stuff, but he too has seen the light. A few years back, Lucier and his brother-in-law went to the crossroads with a somewhat daring plan in mind. So far as we knew, no one had actually walked the tracks, so we did, said Lucier. They walked about a mile along the old track bed without seeing anything. Then suddenly there was a light right at our heels, a strong light that cast shadows. When we turned around, it was gone. Just nipping at their heels. Ghost train light. Lucier and his partner went back to town and reported their experience to a group of friends and relatives. They were very interested in this encounter, and so a bunch of other people went out to go. So they're like, all right, get your shit.
Yeah.
Let's go. Lucier went with them, but stayed at the crossroads as the other people hiked off down to the old track bed. As he watched them in the distance, something very strange occurred. The light lit everyone up. It just looked like a globe, really bright. And yet no one else saw anything. He was the only one that saw the light illuminating all of his friends as they walked towards the bed of the train. Lucier pointed to the episode as an indication of the phantom light, as some people in St. Louis prefer to call it, appears in two very different ways. Again, some people think it's an automobile headlight, but some people kind of see it as a sunrise, sunset kind of a thing. But there's lots of different variations. They couldn't find anything that would explain it, Lucier says. Les Rancout, another St. Louis individual, has also seen the light. It basically looks like a street light from a distance. It's a little brighter and gets a little dimmer, and there's a little red light that's sometimes seen on either side of it, said Rancourt. Pretty matter of fact. He knows, he's a pro. He's like, yeah, so and what?
Yeah.
What? Do I get money for this interview?
Yeah, you've seen one mysterious light, you've seen them all.
Exactly. So he thinks that the small red light is believed to be the lantern of the headless conductor. It's been on Unsolved Mysteries, but also, interestingly enough, it was immortalized in a Canada Post stamp earlier this year.
Oh.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that a little bit. But first I want to talk about a couple teenagers in LaRange, which is a forest town north of central Saskatchewan, received first place in their science fair when they thought they solved the mystery. Everyone is getting in on this shit, okay?
Yeah, but that's a pretty cool thing. I mean, I imagine.
Do you remember what you did for your science fair?
Didn't have one.
You didn't have a science fair?
No. Nobody, I don't know, nobody cared. I never did. The things, like, when I went to school, the things that you see on TV, then none of that happened. None of that happened.
None of it? What about, like, a prom?
You had prom, yeah.
What about, like, a pep rally? A football game?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah?
Mostly just crime.
Lunchroom?
Just crime.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was really just crime.
Jersey High School?
Yeah, New York.
Wow.
Just crime.
Well, they wanted to crack the case. And this is something, like, again, I would never think of. These seem like very overachieving teens. This also feels like an episode of Scooby-Doo a little bit. In the experiment, they found a road that lined up with the site. When one girl's father flashed his car lights, the ghost train appeared. When he flashed his rear taillights, the small red lights appeared. So he was just thinking, like, his car made the lights. Also, this isn't very scientific.
No, but at least they're coming. At least they're not just showing up and being like, what you got for us? They're coming at it with,
we got all our middle-aged friends.
Yeah.
I guess so. Rancourt said others have tried to duplicate their experiment without the same results. Locals doubt the girl's theory because the lights were seen long before the advent of cars in the district, which also is a fair point. Again, also, it's not the best science experiment, but they also got a lot of press from the science experiment. And I guess so there's a low bar for science.
There's a PR stunt when we worked out.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. There's a couple of high school scamps
trying
to make a fuss, trying to ruffle some feathers.
And private dicks getting around there.
Big old dick energy.
Yeah.
The ghost train was once a popular draw for people, and they also had a diner named after it for a little while to draw people in, to see the lights, to have a hamburger, have some coleslaw, stay a while. Let's take a little break, and I'll tell you about this ghost town's stamp.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hi, this is Minna from True Crime Finland. Finland, so peaceful and quiet. There isn't even any crime there, right? Wrong. Join me every 2 weeks in discovering the dark side of the Land of a Thousand Lakes. From the legendary and infamous to the lesser known and forgotten cases, find True Crime Finland wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to talk about Stitcher. We are featured on Stitcher's True Crime section.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. You know Stitcher? It's a good one. Stitcher's a good one. And they've been very cool, been kind of featuring us, and we appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
So what we wanted to do was we wanted to give you something for free. I know what you're thinking. You've already given us so much.
I know. Why stop. Give Don't us do more? This.
No, I can't stop
I'll
giving
you
I'll
give you the sweaty shirt off my back because it's very hot in this apartment.
I got more to give. What about a free month of Stitcher Premium?
Uh-oh.
You get favorite true crime shows ad-free or any shows. Ad-free. You don't have to, the ads like you're listening to right now.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to hear this. You don't have to hear it. It's only $4.99 a month or $34.99 a year, but I got a code to give it away for free. So you get Stitcher Originals, bonus episodes, comedy albums, whatever you want. There's usually something where it's like, you know, what I noticed that not, you know, some of their archived episodes will be on Stitcher Premium, which is great because, you know, they don't fit. So go back, go to Stitcher Premium.
Go way back.
And I think a free month, you can get a lot done, and I'm sure
wrecked on Stitcher.
Once you're like, oh, I got a free month, it's pretty low cost to keep that going, because I always feel like I was like, I want more from this, you know, like I want more from this podcast, and there is more. So you go to stitcher.com/premium, go to the promo code and type in Ghost Town for 1 month for free on us for you.
On us?
It's on us.
We pay for...
Nope.
Okay.
Stitcher does, but using our promo code, which is Ghost Town, pretty cool. And what? We're talking about more episodes. You can go to patreon.com/ghosttownpod for 2 bonus episodes a month. They're stacking up. There's got to be 20-something
there right now. Oh, there's got to be 20-something.
There's got to be 20-something.
It's my age in bonus episodes. So think about it like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty good value.
That's not the... I don't know how they're going to remember it
that
way.
Is that a draw? Yeah, that's a draw.
That's a draw.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
I say
what's a draw, what's not a draw.
That helps us, you know, we outsource a little bit for editing, and then we're submitting to festivals and, you know, other stuff. So it helps us out. So that's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. And you could also say hello to us on Instagram, which is Ghost Town Pod. And I want to read... I just want to read one message.
Yeah, I got a couple things too myself.
I'm going to read this one... one nice little message. It's from Lizard Brain. She's like, I'm hooked. Your episodes are perfect for binging at work.
They're perfect. She ends it there.
Yep. And Jason, you are perfect. Ooh. What? Hello. Stop
tone
it.
Tone change. Just yeah. In why? That text.
Yeah. Your episodes are perfect for binging at work or while stuck in traffic. Mm-hmm. And when you're at a place, you're like, this place is pretty bad. So Ghost Town's a slightly bit better than traffic and work.
I think so.
I mean, I added that part in. I'm glad to have another great podcast to add to my rotation. Thanks. So that's Lizard Brain.
Add us to your rotation.
Yeah. Do that.
We don't have to be first. We don't have to be second. We don't have to be seventh, but we just want to be in there.
And those who have been rating us on, you know, all the platforms, we appreciate it. Whether it's Apple Podcast, do it on Stitcher too. Why not? Say what's up. And Castbox, we appreciate it. It helps us, and it takes very little time. And
No time at all. Yeah. I want to shout out to a couple of people. LAC78. I don't know what her actual name is, but she shared just on my Instagram because she was like, I connect with Rebecca because she's very sexy and very smart and does a really good job.
I don't say that anywhere, but I want to know
why she said that. I don't know. I'm not going to read it, but
yeah, say
she said
it. Okay. Inferred, I guess.
Okay. Don't look at my phone. It's private. She said, I love the show. Thanks for the follow. She is doing a project called My Father's List where she's checking out 54 items at her late father's bucket list. Only 4 years and writing a book about it. And she sent us a bunch of different suggestions. I said she'd get a little shout out because she gave us so much info. She's going to send us some pictures. We're going to cover some stuff in Savannah. We're going to cover some stuff in Asheville and San Antonio. It's going to be really fun. And maybe we'll get her to say a little something about her ghostly experiences on those
things. We love to work at some testimonials.
Fine. And then I have a friend, Jamie Roth, shout out to her. She's an old friend from high school. She's been binging the podcast.
That's how you have to do it.
You know? Binge it.
Binge
don't
it.
Stop.
Yeah.
She loves it. She might be lying to me. I don't know. We did a lot of high school theater together. Yeah. We're both very good actors. So.
Sounds like somebody said, just tell you binge it. That's what they want to hear. That's what these people want to hear.
They
want to
hear viral binge.
It's a viral hit, Rebecca.
And oh, like, that's yeah. It went viral. Yeah. That's what my mom always says. It went viral.
Yeah.
How? Oh, what? Yeah. When you shared it. Yeah. Okay. Do you know how to share it? Did that link even get on someone's wall?
Yeah.
All right. Fine, mom. Here we go. How about we head back? Or should we
I want to head back. I want to get back to Canada, baby. You know me. I need to get back.
Get back to Canada.
Get back to the Great White North. Exactly. I don't know if that's what it is, the Great White North.
City that never sleeps.
Okay. The Big Apple.
That's right.
NYC City.
Oh, yeah. The Windy City. Yeah. The Jazz Town. Right?
All in one.
That's right. So we are back. We're back to Saskatchewan, adjacent St. Louis. Now, something that I love about Canada is that they do this thing where they have tons of stamps. They have like tons of series of stamps, more than we have, like the American flag and like eagles. And every once in a while, it's like women in science or like something that's like very specific. And then it goes away. They have these stamp collections that are so extensive and so all over the place. And one stamp collection is the most famous ghost stories in Canada.
Why are they so cool with stamps?
I know. It's so nuts. So in 2014, the St. Louis Ghost Line got its own stamp from the National Canada Post. How legit? That's the most legit of a ghost story. When you get a fucking stamp, it's like, yeah. Believe me or not, I'm a fucking legit ghost story now, so sorry. Yeah, so Canada Post's latest collection of five haunted Canada stamps include the St. Louis Ghost Line. It's a part of a set that in the last 3 years was a series that they would roll out every five stamps every year. And it details the most renowned ghost stories to a broader Canada audience. So I have the other four. Ooh, collections. Yeah. Do you want to hear them?
Yeah.
You want to hear them? No.
All right.
Well, that's it. No. So the other stamps were Alberta's Ghost Bride. According to various stories, a young woman was descending the stone staircase in the Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel on her wedding day in the 1930s. Either she tripped in her wedding gown and fell to her death, or her gown was set on fire by candles or torches, causing a deadly fall. She haunts the hotel to this day. Some visitors report seeing a woman in a wedding dress walking down the stairs. Some see her in a burning gown, just standing still and then vanishing into thin air. Others have reported seeing her dancing alone in her ballroom. That was me. Just having a moment. Staff members have heard noises coming from the bridal suite when it was vacant. That's one. Ontario's Fort George, located in Niagara-on-the-Lake. I assume that's close to Niagara Falls. Believers say the fort is haunted by spirits of British soldiers, whew, it's hot, stationed there who were killed in battles of the War of 1812. Visitors and guides report that the spirits, including those wearing red British Army uniforms of the War of 1812 era, can be seen or heard wandering within the fort's stone walls. Other visitors experience such strange phenomena as odd noises, knocking on walls, cold spots, and door latches opening, closing on their own. Man, these ghosts love to, like, get in and get out. Yeah. They like to knock around. They like to burr.
Yeah, and by.
Burn by. Yeah. Damn, it's cold. Oh, God. Quebec's Chateau Frontenac. The Count of Frontenac, Louis de Bode, was governor general of New France's now Quebec. In the late 17th century, he died in New France while his fiancée was in Europe. Legend tells us he had his heart sent to her, but she returned it, mortified by such a grisly final gesture. The Count, dressed in his 17th century garb, is said to wander the halls and ballroom of this grand hotel and peer at sleeping guests, searching for his fiance.
Creep.
That's a pretty gross and, that's a creepy one. It's like, relax, you're a ghost. I get it. You don't have to be like,
you already have it all. Why?
Yeah, exactly. Like a bloody heart. Ugh. Prince Edward Island's Phantom Ship, which has been seen in Northumberland Strait since the late 18th century. The ship is described as a 3- or 4-masted schooner or brigantine with pure white sails. The ship bursts into flames as observers watch, which is like a pretty gnarly ghost sighting, often with a ghostly crew scrambling to escape. If would-be rescuers approach, the ship disappears into the mist with no trace ever found. The Northumberland Strait, with its turbulent waters, has been the site of hundreds of shipwrecks, so any one of those could be the flaming ship. Hard to say. I would like to see that ghost. That's not even just one ghost. That's like a 44 ghosts.
It's a helicopter.
Oh, we're wondering what that means. Yeah. It's too quiet in here.
Yeah.
It's too quiet, too hot. We're like, where's the crime happening at the park? I don't feel like myself.
Yeah.
Man.
The crime is happening right now.
Exactly. It's a ghost. It's a ghost helicopter that we can't see. We can only hear.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, we could see it if we look out the window. Oh, okay, sorry.
The stamps were designed by Lionel Gaudry and printed by Color Innovations in 5 colors with a holographic foil. We'll put them on our Instagram. They're very cool. Again, if I lived in Canada, I would only use these stamps, pretty much. But it is a fun thing that they do, and
this it, is well, it makes all. Sending letters fun, like you know, because it's very easy to send an email or you know, whatever, a DM.
Yeah, maybe.
I know. I'm a narc. Whoa.
You are. Hey, hello, I think team. You are a cop.
Hello, team. No. But it, you know, the I'm sure there's something you know to be said to be like, you know what? I'm going to send a letter just for the sake of like sending this really cool stamp. I think it's
You got to send that sweet ass stamp. So I got a lot of this information from the Western producer, Sask Hauntings, Saskatchewan Hauntings is shortened, and Virtual Saskatchewan Online Magazine, baby.
Whoa.
Due diligence.
You know what? And if anybody, like, I don't know if you care enough, whatever, if you have any of those stamps access, like, message us. Can you send us some?
So you send us some?
Maybe we'll send you a gift back.
You should have your wife go back to Canada, grab some, bring them back.
Just stop at the Canada part. Just have everyone go to Canada. Just stop there.
No,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But yeah, if you, you know, if you or if you happen to have some lying around, it's like, yeah, I got tons of these.
Yeah.
We'd love to have them.
Yeah. Or if, you know, I hope we have some Canadian listeners. That would be very cool if you live close to this area. If you've heard stories. Mm-hmm. I am down to listen to them, clearly.
I believe that, you know, there's always something when it's like northern, like, you know, northern lights. There's different temperatures.
Why is all that weird shit happen in the north?
All the cool stuff.
My ride's here.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience. And they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.